This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There are many questions you might be tempted to ask your doctor. Where did she go to medical school? How does he handle after-hours medical problems? Who provides coverage when they're off-duty? Maybe even, do they believe in alternative medicines? But a new study suggests that there may be reason to ask about their religiousness. A study published in the Journal of Medical Ethics suggests that doctors who are less religious are far more likely to take aggressive measures to treat conditions like pain at the end of life, even if the treatment may hasten death. Non-religious doctors are also more likely to engage in discussions with patients about their end-of-life wishes and preferences. Depending on how strongly you feel about how you wish to be treated at the end of life, it may make sense to have a discussion with your doctor, specifically addressing whether he or she feels comfortable supporting your specific preferences. One recent case that came to my attention was a man whose father had very serious Alzheimer's-type dementia. He then developed a bacterial pneumonia and was brought to the hospital. The sick man had clearly stated a preference. Given his dementia, he did not want to be treated for a condition like pneumonia. He would rather die. But his doctor felt that pneumonia was a treatable condition, despite the fact that dementia was not. The doctor felt his religious beliefs compelled him to treat the pneumonia. It was only after the family insisted on switching doctors that they were able to stop the treatment and allow the man to die peacefully. Unfortunately, this is not an isolated example. Doctors, like everyone else, have their own beliefs about death and dying and abortion and birth control and the like. While there are laws and professional codes that require doctors to behave in certain ways when faced with clinical situations, my experience suggests that many doctors march to their own drummer. Further, they often do not let patients know that other doctors may have very different approaches. At the end of life, laws mandate that people's reasonable and lawful wishes or those of their designated surrogate be respected. These laws are enacted to protect our rights to determine our own destiny within certain limits. So even if the doctor caring for a man with pneumonia felt personally compelled to treat his infection, his professional duty was to offer the family the option of transferring care to another doctor willing to forego the treatment. Doctors, medical students, and patients need to be aware that the doctor's religious values may operate at a subconscious level. I encourage you to talk to your doctor and understand his or her feelings about these issues. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.